Chapter 4, verse 7. Amen. I want to say we appreciate everything everybody has done for us, and all the food and all the, amen, prayers, I know, and amen, all the kindness that's been shown to us. We appreciate that, and we definitely have been enjoying ourselves and enjoying what the Lord has been doing in this place. Praise God. Amen. Amen. God has definitely been moving here. And if you don't realize that, then I don't know that you can realize anything. Amen. Because the Lord's been in this house. He's been working and moving. And we ought to take advantage of it. Praise God. Even on a Wednesday night when we're all tired and worn out, we need to take advantage of the opportunity we have tonight. James chapter 4, verse number 7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 9. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Amen. I want to focus on this word resist, that we found in James 4 and 7, then again in our second reading here in 1 Peter 5, resist. And I want to preach, I'm a member of the resistance. Are you a member of the resistance tonight? Praise God. Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Jesus, for this divine, inspired word of God that we have in our hands tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for the privilege, oh God, to be in your house again. I'm asking, Lord Jesus, that your word would be more than just black words on a white page tonight. I'm asking, Lord, that your word would come inside of our spirit. God, let it speak to our hearts tonight. Let it touch our soul tonight. Let it help us tonight. Let the word of God work in our lives tonight. Let it help us, so Lord Jesus, to be what you want us to be, God. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Give us the anointing, God. Give us grace tonight to be obedient to your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We ask you to help us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, bless you. You can be seated tonight. Amen. The Strong's definition of this word resist here means to stand against or to oppose or to withstand. And the definition of steadfast is stiff, solid, stable, strong, and sure. Amen. I'm not a history teacher at all. I love history, and I love reading about history. And I'm just going to take us on a little journey back here for a few moments tonight in my introductory remarks, amen, and talk about something that happened many years ago. Amen. The World War II. Amen, events that unfolded, amen, many, many years ago. I was talking, I believe it was with Pastor Worth this last weekend, and we were talking about some of these things, our own family members that were involved in the war, and my dad's dad, my grandfather, was a World War II veteran. He was not in Europe, but he was in the Pacific, and just passed away of just a few short years ago. And those military honors that he received at the funeral, at the gravesite, was quite interesting and quite remarkable. And the commendations that he received for bravery and for a man being wounded, those were read at his funeral, and it was just a living piece of history. So very interesting. But we're getting very closely to being removed from that part of time. Amen. Not very many people left breathing today, living and walking on this earth that lived during that time. Amen. We're getting very close to being a separation from that time by actual living people still around. And, amen, so, and I'm going to take us back here. World War II, it consisted of really two prominent sides. I know there's a lot of the stuff that you can fill in the blanks here and a lot of other things. We're going to just briefly go over a little bit of it here. But it was the Axis and the Allies powers. And, of course, America was part of the Allies. And the three major players in the Axis powers were Germany and Japan and Italy. And they had all kinds of different reasons why they were doing what they were doing. Each country had its own reasons. But when you really boil it all down, they wanted to be in control. They were looking at domination. They were looking at all kinds of things. The Germans were purging out those that they didn't like. And you can look back and look at some of those photos, and it's mind-boggling the things they did. Read about it. I've read extensively about the Holocaust and about, amen, the war in Europe and just really horrible, the things that went on. But they wanted to be in charge and in control. They got power hungry, and they wanted to expand their borders. They just thought they were something else and got too big for their britches, as the old saying is, I guess. And you know what? When people get in power, sometimes that happens. And then when they start to succeed in what they're wanting to do, then they start believing that they can do whatever they want to do and that they can just keep going what they've been doing. And so Adolf Hitler's Nazi German army would sometimes conquer whole countries in just mere days. And even in only hours sometimes, due to their strategies and their warfare. Their blitzkrieg strategy was so overpowering that other armies would just surrender. Nations would wave the white flag because they were too powerful. And after being invaded by German forces, Denmark surrendered in just under 2 hours. A whole country. It is a small country, but a whole country in less than 2 hours waved the white flag of surrender. Amen. After German army forces invaded their borders. They came with such power and such force and such speed, amen, that they won the battle in the mind of their enemies before they ever really, amen, fired a shot. And that's a very important strategy, of course, in warfare and even other physical sports like boxing and other things. Muhammad Ali was known for that, getting in the mind of his opponent, amen, talking them amen, all the way through it while they were giving him everything that they could. And he was telling them, you ain't doing nothing. That don't even hurt at all. And just really talking down to them and getting their mind before, amen, the victory ever came. That, man, they couldn't win. And so countries and nations of people would wind up surrendering to Germany because, man, they did not think they could win. And there was too much coming against them. And so, man, they had the advantage before they ever actually came across their borders. And they were ruthless. If you've never read about, I'm sure everybody in here has at some point, but if you've never read much about it, you ought to read some about it. They were very ruthless. They were cruel. They were inhumane. That's something America has been. We abide by those Geneva rules, and we as a rule, we don't torture and we don't, man, do inhumane things even to our prisoners and even to our enemies. But there's so many that don't do that and that don't abide by that. Too many times we have enemies that we're playing by the rules, but they don't play by the rules. And so it was even then. And they didn't let anyone or anything get in their way. And it didn't matter to them if you were wealthy or poor. It didn't matter to them if you were young or you were old. If you were in their way, they're going to get you out of the way by whatever means necessary. Even the most innocent, the infants, were ripped away from their mother's arms and brutally murdered. I've read just horrific things. I just won't even go into all of that tonight. But, amen, we know of the millions of Jews and others that oppose, amen, Nazi ideology that were captured and sent to labor camps and death camps. They were starved. They were tortured. They were used and abused. And, amen, so many felt that if they would just surrender and not oppose the Nazis, that they would be better off. And the enemy would take it easy on them. Too many people felt like if I just don't stand against them, if I just go along with them, then maybe it'll be easier on me when that time comes. Others felt they had no choice, but that resistance was just futile. And even others would go so far as to become Nazi sympathizers. If I go along with them, if I do what they want me to do, and if I become a part of their cause, then everything, amen, will be all right for me. People, amen, that was only looking out for themselves. And it was a terrible time. It was a dark time. It was a desperate hour, amen, of history. But Even in all of that, there was a movement that began forming and emerged that became a great and successful opposing force to Germany and to the Axis powers. Amen, the members of this movement did not wear, amen, a uniform necessarily. And they were not all a part of one country and didn't, amen, march under one flag, but amen, they would, they were nonetheless united by one common goal, and that was to thwart the enemy's and the invader's efforts by whatever means possible. Their ideas and their purpose in life during this time was to do whatever they could to stop the advance of the enemy, to slow them down. Amen. To be a thorn in their side, to slow their advance. And they knew that just one person couldn't stop the entire German army. But they understood that I can be a part. I can do something. I can do whatever I can do. And if enough people gather together, amen, and begin to stand against the advance of the enemy, then, amen, we can make a difference, praise God. Amen. This movement became known as the resistance. as the resistance movement. They would hide the Jewish people and smuggle them to safety. They would blow up bridges to hinder the enemy's advance. They would orchestrate and carry out prison breaks behind enemy lines. They would risk their lives carrying messages from one place to another. And their goal in life was just to be a hindrance and whatever they could to fight against and to resist the enemy's efforts. I read about one lady. Her name was Andrea Peel, and she was a French resistance fighter who saved the lives of more than 100 Allied servicemen during World War II. In 2009, and she passed away in 2010, but in 2009, at the age of 104, she was thought to be one of the most highly decorated women who survived the conflict. She received France's highest award for bravery, the American Medal of Freedom from President Eisenhower, and the King's Commendation for Brave Conduct from King George VI, along with many others. She was captured eventually in Paris and was taken to two different prison camps. And she was actually lined up, amen, and a firing squad was just about to start executing, amen, the people in the firing squad when the Allies came in and rescued them. She just almost was, amen, killed in the prison camp. In 2009, she said, "You don't know what freedom is if you've never lost it." Everybody was ready to contribute to the fight and to risk their lives. I rarely thought of my personal safety. I just acted and did what I believe was the right thing. Amen. What a powerful thing for somebody to do. Praise God. One woman, amen, was amen responsible for saving 100 different soldiers' lives. Praise God. Amen. Well, tonight we are in a war, but it's not a physical one. We're in a struggle tonight. We're in a battle tonight. Praise God. Even in this service, we're in a fight tonight. Hallelujah. The devil don't want this service to be productive. The devil doesn't want this service, amen, to accomplish anything. The devil don't want you to leave here tonight different than you came and changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. He doesn't want you to have victory. He doesn't want you to have liberty. Amen. His goal is to, amen, first conquer your mind, and then when he conquers your mind, to conquer you. Hallelujah. So if he can begin to whisper in your mind even right now, amen, and begin to sidetrack you and get you thinking other things right now, praise God, and get you off track here tonight so you can't receive what God wants to do for you tonight, then, amen, he's beginning to accomplish what he wants to do. And so we are in a battle and we're in a war tonight. Ephesians 6 and 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day." If we've ever been in an evil day, I believe tonight we are in an evil day. Oh, hallelujah. We are standing in the evil day, I believe. "And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Hallelujah. So we're in a war tonight. You're in a battle tonight. If you're living for God, you're in a war tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Whether you like it or not, when you got in the church and when you repented of your sins and got baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the beautiful gift of the Holy Ghost, you signed up in God's army. You made an enemy the night that you got saved. I said you made an enemy in Satan the night that you broke loose from his army. The night or the day or the hour that you cut loose from his grasp and his control. You made an enemy that's out to try to get you to surrender. He's out to try to win you back over. He's out to try to get his shackles back on you again. Amen. I haven't come to preach a negative message tonight. I'm just telling you the truth of the matter. Hallelujah. Don't bury your head in the sand and think you can just live for God and the devil's going to leave you alone. Don't think that you can just, amen, be what God wants you to be and never have to fight the fight. It's going to be a fight of your life. Every day that you live for God, it's going to be a struggle against the enemy of your soul. Every day that you live. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. The devil's not going to want me to preach this tonight. He's not going to want me to uncover him tonight. He's not going to want me to tell you some of his tactics tonight. So he's going to struggle and he's going to fight in this service. So don't be amazed tonight if things start trying to, amen, tighten up in here. Don't get confused tonight if you wonder, amen, start wondering why things might start trying to, amen, be distracting or whatever. That's just the tactics of hell. He doesn't want me to preach this tonight, so I'll just warn you right now, hallelujah, before we keep on going. Amen. He doesn't want this preacher to preach this tonight, but I'm telling you tonight, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And we're in a battle tonight. We're in a war tonight. Satan is flexing his muscles tonight. And he's strategizing. And he's prowling around just like Hitler did in the 30s and 40s. He's seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He is no respecter of persons. Let me tell you that tonight. It does not matter who you are, where you come from, what family you were born into, or how tough you think you are spiritually. Amen. There have been many. And once again, please, I wish I didn't even have to say this, but I have to say this right now. There have been many good, strong, apostolic people fall victim to his tactics and his warfare. Some have thought they could just, if they wouldn't make any waves, that hell would leave them alone. They thought that if they could just appease hell, that perhaps hell would not bother them. They deceived themselves. And tonight, there are many that once was a part of us that are behind the wire of hell's concentration camps and are prisoners. Amen. And they're starving to death and just a skeleton of what they used to be. Some have already been exterminated in Satan's death chambers and before his firing squads. Hallelujah. Because they thought if they just left hell alone, that hell would leave them alone. If they wouldn't take so severely of a stand, that hell would leave them alone. Don't think that somehow you're immune to hell's tactics tonight. Well, somebody needs to hear what I'm preaching right now. Don't think that you're somehow immune to hell's tactics. Don't think that somehow you're special and hell can't affect you and that the devil can't get to you. 1 Corinthians 10 and 12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Oh, hallelujah. I look, amen, so often at these things and I pray, God help me, I got to have your grace. I've got to have your grace and mercy. There have been many, amen, that's gone before me that were stronger than me, that were whatever, amen, but didn't make it and fell from the grace of God. And I just pray, God, I've got to have your grace. Don't let me get proud. Don't let me get lifted up and think that I've made it and that I can do it on my own. I've got to have the help of God. I've got to have the grace of God. You can't make it without His grace. You cannot make it without the help of the Holy Ghost. Oh, it isn't us that does it, but it's the Holy Ghost that does it. It isn't us that has the power within us, but it's the Holy Ghost that gives us the power. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we're in a battle tonight. We're in a war tonight. We're in the fight of our lives tonight. And the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, the harder that the devil fights. Because the Bible says he knows that he has but a short time. And it's his job to wear out the saints of the Most High God. Amen. He wants to wear you down mentally. He wants to wear you down emotionally. He wants to wear you down physically. He wants to wear you down spiritually, where you feel like you can't go another day. And you can't fight another fight. And you can't go in another battle or another round. And you just feel like throwing in the towel and saying, forget it, I'm done. That's what the tactics of hell is. If he can just get in your mind. If he can just go, oh, hallelujah. If he can make you succumb. Amen. Without ever firing a shot, so to speak, he will. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My. Can I just say this? Amen. God has no room for conscientious objectors. That's those that will say, I'm not going to pick up arms against the enemy. No. You're going to have to fight if you're going to make it. Oh, somebody don't like what I'm preaching right now, but I'm going to preach it anyway. You're going to have to fight if you're going to make it. You're going to have to be a fighter if you're going to make it to heaven. Oh, hallelujah. If you're going to make it, if you're going to live for God, if you're going to be victorious, hallelujah, you're going to have to learn how to fight. You can't just make it from service to service. But you're going to have to learn how to fight in between, because the devil is not going to fight you as hard on Wednesday night as he does on Thursday morning. Oh, hallelujah. But Thursday morning, you're going to have to gird on the sword. And you're going to have to pick up the shield. And you're going to have to put the helmet back on. And you're going to have to say, devil, I don't care how you come against me today. I'm going to fight this fight. And I'm going to win another day today. And tomorrow, I'm going to win tomorrow. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I'm going to be neutral. No, you won't be neutral. You'll be swept into the enemy's camp. You cannot be neutral in this fight. It's either God's side or the devil's side. Whose side are we on tonight? Whose battle are we fighting tonight? Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Oh, my. I got to be careful. Amen. But praise God. Amen. The devil's got an agenda and he's pushing it awfully big and awfully powerful and awfully strong in the day and hour that we're living in. It's become more than just certain, amen, lifestyles coming out of the closet. It's become, an agenda being pushed upon the church and being pushed upon people that believe in traditional ways and God's way of doing things. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, it is. There's spirits that's running rampant in our world today that's trying to get you to not just condone it, but to accept it as, man, it's okay. I'm telling you, we can't. We've got to stand against that spirit of hell. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. My. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil wants to make some things just look, it's just cute. No, it's not cute. It's sin. Woo. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't ask me why God wants me to preach this message tonight. I'll tell you why. Because the devil's coming as a roaring lion. He don't care. Oh, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. The devil wants you to shut up and put up. He wants you to keep your lips zipped and your mouth shut while he goes around roaring and showing off how big and bad he is. I'm telling you, it's time for the church to stand up and declare the truth. It's time for the church to be strong and to be sure-footed and to know what you believe and to be strong in the faith. Well, praise God, praise God. The devil goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for somebody that's weak. He's looking for somebody that's on the fringes, that doesn't really have their mind made up. Oh, I'd be careful tonight if I were you. I'd be a little worried tonight if I were you. If you wasn't in this with all of your heart, if you wasn't in the church with all of your heart, if you didn't have your mind made up tonight, I'd be careful if I were you, because you're the one that the devil's fixing to get a hold of. He's looking for somebody that's just weak and that's just teeter-tottering on the edges. He's looking for somebody that didn't. Well, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. You can be seated if you want to. You've heard it. I'm not saying anything new tonight. Anything I preach, there's nothing new I preach. I just preach. Amen. I know it's just simple. Simple message, but that's all that I know how to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Those lions go to looking for the zebra that's separated from the group. Oh, hallelujah. You better be careful if you start distancing yourself from the church. Well, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. You better be careful if you start distancing yourself from the people of God. Everybody else. Well, everybody else is doing that, but I just... Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to just stay at home. Or I don't want to be a part of that. You better be careful. He starts looking for the one that's all by himself. There's strength and there's power in numbers. Hallelujah. Our Bible tells us that. If one will put 1,000 to flight, it says 2 10,000. Wow. Wonder how many of us are in here tonight can put to flight. Whew. So the devil, amen, is on the prowl tonight. But I believe amidst all of hell's attack on the church, there is still great hope. And that's if we will rise up and resist him. I'm not saying we're not. But I'm just preaching this tonight to help somebody to resist even more, and to encourage you once again, and to remind you tonight what the devil is all about and what the church is all about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That resistance movement, Pastor Worth's, man, were people that were just ordinary people, but they hated to see what was happening to their homeland and to their people and to their families and to their way of life. They hated to see what was happening. They hated to be under someone else's control and could not do what they had known to do before. And they were being told where they could live and where, amen, they could shop and what, amen, they could and couldn't do. And curfews were put in effect. And there was just something that happened in them that they said, I'm not going to just sit here. Amen. Even behind enemy lines, I'm not going to just sit here and do nothing, but I'm going to find out what I can do. Amen. To help this effort to fight against the enemy. I may not have a gun and I may not have a uniform and I may not, amen, be marching in an army, but I'm going to be a part of what I can be, amen, to resist the enemy that is trying to force his way on me. Well, praise God. You know, the devil wants to force his ways on you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, my. The devil wants to force his agenda on the church. The devil wants to force his ideas upon you. You know what? People say, well, I'm not going to come to that church because I don't want to have to do that, and I don't want to have to live that way, and I don't want it to dress that way. I don't want to have to be forced to do that way all the while they're smoking. And they're drinking. And they're carousing around. And they're bound by all kinds of things that they can't lay down by themselves because the devil, the enemy, has forced his way on them. Well, hallelujah. My. You can walk away anytime you want to from this. If you don't want to live for God, nobody's holding a gun to your head. You can walk out the door tonight and never return. My. But there are people all out there that the enemy has gotten bound, and they can't lay the cigarette down, and they can't lay the Jack Daniels down, and they can't quit fornicating, and they can't quit living immoral, and they can't quit. They're going to do it again, even though they're sorry for it, even though they're upset about it. They're going to keep doing it because the devil, the enemy, has forced his agenda on them and forced his ways in their life. And they're bound tonight. That's what the devil wants to do to you and do to me. And due to the church, amen. And people said, I can't just live this way. You can be seated. I don't want to just live this way. I've got to do something about this. And so they formed the resistance movement. Behind enemy lines, they secretly would fight against the enemy. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. If it wouldn't have been for the resistance movement, amen. I don't know if the Allies could have won. Very, very effective as they, amen, behind enemy lines, amen, began to fight. Praise God. Any little thing to slow down hell's advance. Praise God. I'm telling you tonight, amen, we need to slow down hell's advance. It ought to be our desire. It ought to be our ambition. It ought to be our goal, amen, to fight against the enemy of our soul. It ought to be our desire, amen, to stand against and to, amen, withstand the advances of the devil and all that hell is wanting to do in our world today. Praise God. We need to stand against it like Shammah did, that said, I'm not going to run, but I'm going to stand and I'm going to fight. Hallelujah. Amen. Where is a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that while everybody else that was carried off into Babylon, into captivity, that knew the truth and knew what to do and knew how to do it, but they bowed before the image and they assimilated into Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no, I'm going to resist the king's decree. I'm going to resist. Oh, hallelujah. I can't just sit and do this. I can't just accept this. Where's a Daniel? Amen. And Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego that said, while everybody else was eating the king's meat and drinking the king's wine, no. Please don't make me drink that. Don't make me eat that. I can't do it. I'm going to stand against that. Where's the Daniel that when the king says you got to pray only to the king, nobody else, three times a day he opened his window and he prayed. I'm going to resist. Oh, hallelujah. resistance movement. Preaching about a resistance movement. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll be surprised. I said, you'd be surprised. Amen. If you just resisted the devil, what would happen? He's big. He's bad. But I wonder if some of these countries had stood up and resisted a little bit harder against Germany, what could have happened. I just wonder. Amen. But he had done got in their minds. He had done got in their psyche. He had done messed with, amen, their thinking. And they just just can't do anything. You can be seated. I can't do anything against it. He's too big. He's too bad. He's too powerful. There's nothing I can do. I just got to go along with it. And that's what too many, amen, do when the devil comes along. I can't resist. I can't do anything about it. There's nothing I can do. I'm telling you, there's a lot you can do. If you'll just resist, I'm telling you, God will show up. God will make up the difference. He said, submit to God. If you'll submit to God, you can stand against the devil. You can resist him. And the Bible said, he will flee from you. When he came to Eve in the garden, she didn't resist him. And she succumbed to his tactics. But when he came to Jesus in the wilderness, Jesus stood and resisted him. Three times he resisted him. And the devil left him alone. I'm telling you, amen, if you'll resist, if you'll stand fast, if you'll take the whole armor of God. You'll win the victory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's on the prowl tonight, and he's on the march tonight. And amen, I think he's got the big guns out, and he's on the blitz. Praise God. Amen. Everywhere you look is ungodliness. Everywhere you turn is wickedness. Everywhere you go, amen, it's just evil and wickedness. It's amazing. Our country is slaughtering millions of unborn babies. Amen. All the time it's happening. Amen. It is mind-boggling that a human being can get to the place where they could and murder a baby in the womb at 9 months. Amen, right before it's time to be born, and think that it's okay, and matter of fact, laugh and joke about it. Amen, that's where we're at, people. That's the country that we're living in. That's the society that we're a part of. Evil and wicked. We're living in a day and an hour when the devil is running around calling evil good and good evil. Yep, that's where we're at right now. Hollywood is putting and pushing it and pushing it and pushing it in everybody's face. Hallelujah. And people have gotten numb to it. And amen, people are no longer seeing it like they used to see it. Hallelujah. People are getting numb, amen, to the tactics of the devil. But God, help us tonight. That we'll be a part of the resistance movement. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Help us, God, to be a part of a people that'll rise up where we're the minority. I'm telling you, we're the minority. Living the way we do, believing the truth that we believe, we're the minority. But just because we're the minority doesn't mean that we can't stand and prevail. Hallelujah. It's time for somebody to say, you know what? I'm going to forget everything to do about me. This is for the cause of Christ. Whew. This lady that I talked about that got all these commendations, amen. She had a salon before the war started. When the war started, then she became a part of the French resistance. And she fought. And she fought behind the enemy line and resisted the enemies. She said, I didn't think about my own safety. I'm going to tell you, if you're worried about your own comfort, well, I know this isn't shouting and dancing time, maybe. But rid of all your words about your own comfort and being in that comfort zone. You're probably not going to do anything, take any risks. But it's somebody that sees their child snatched away. Somebody sees their spouse when they come and knock on the door and drag them off in chains to a prison camp somewhere. Somebody that witnesses firsthand some atrocities that the enemy's doing. There's something that happened. I'm not going to succumb to this. I'm not just going to allow the enemy to do this and not be checked. Well, praise God. I'm telling you, you ought to get a fire in your gut tonight. You ought to get a tenacity down in your spirit tonight. Come on. Amen. Too many people are being rocked to sleep in the end time. Hallelujah. Too many people are being rocked to sleep in this late hour. But I'm going to tell you tonight, it's not time to get rocked to sleep. It's time to awake. It's time to, amen, to rouse ourselves. It's time to understand the hour that we're living in. Amen, the Lord's coming back. And the devil's going to fight. And he's going to do whatever he can. But God's coming back soon. And he's coming back for a church that's made herself ready. He's coming back for a people of the name. Hallelujah. He's coming back for somebody that's made, amen, yourselves ready. He's coming back for somebody that's fighting for truth and standing against the enemy of our soul. I believe the Lord's looking for somebody tonight that'll refuse to bow to the idols of the world, even when facing the fiery furnace. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. Please forgive me tonight. I'm not trying to be cocky or arrogant tonight or be harsh or hard in the way that I'm preaching tonight. But, amen, the scripture says if you can't keep up with a footman, what are you going to do when the horses and chariots come? Oh, hallelujah. Too many people say, oh, yeah, I'll die for this. And the devil comes along and tempts and you fall. Amen. It's amazing to me, all of those that just assimilated in Babylon. And there was only three. You can be seated. There was only three that said, I'm not bowing. I'm not bowing. They could see the furnace. They knew it was real, but they said, I'm not bowing. I'm standing against. I'm resisting. They stuck out like a sore thumb, I promise you that, in the sea of humanity that was bowed on their face, three young men standing there tall. I'm resisting. They weren't being ugly. They weren't being rude, but they were resisting. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not saying the people of God needs to be mean, rude, and ugly, and nasty. We can't be, but we need to resist. And old Nebuchadnezzar came and said, maybe you didn't hear what I said. I'm going to reiterate it personally to you. And they said, you know, go ahead, but we're not going to bow. We're resisting. Because we know that God is able to deliver us. But even if he doesn't, we're still doing the right thing. And they resisted all the way through the furnace. Whew, hallelujah. And you know how that turned out. When they came through the fire, they were promoted. And the king said, nobody better speak against their God, or they're going to die. Completely turn around in one day's time. I'm going to tell you, if you just succumb to it, you're going to be on the losing side. But if you'll resist, you're going to be on the winning side. Hallelujah. You too worried about your own safety tonight? Are you too worried about your own comforts tonight to stand, to be counted as a member of the resistance? I hope not. God, help us to have our minds made up. I'm going to resist at every... Come on, we need to be looking for every opportunity to do something against the enemy. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, he's always looking for ways to get to us. Instead of us being on the defense, why don't we go on the offense? It'll throw him, I promise you, it'll throw him off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember my dad talking about the testimony he heard from a man. He got in the church and he always smoked and when he was in the world, and he kept those cigarettes right there in his pocket. And so he had a habit. When he got in the church and God delivered him, he still had a habit reaching in his pocket. There wasn't nothing there, but it's an old habit. I'm telling you, the devil's not stupid. So instead of just saying, oh, man, I don't know what to do, he got him a little New Testament and he put it in his pocket. Resisting. Instead of just saying, oh, I can't break this habit, I might as well go get some more cigarettes. I'm going to tell you, if he hadn't have done something, man, every time he reached, he'd have thought about cigarettes. But he put that little New Testament there, and every time he reached, oh, there was that Bible. He took it out and he read a scripture. Didn't take very long before the devil caught on. And that habit was broken. So the devil didn't want him to read a scripture. I'm going to tell you, you need to look for ways to thwart the enemy. The church needs to be looking for ways that we can put, amen, a stick in the spokes. Oh, hallelujah. Instead of looking around saying, when is the next person the next young person going to backslide, we need to be putting, amen, some spokes, amen, some sticks in the spokes of hell's wagon. Oh, hallelujah. No, not when is the next young person going to backslide. Amen, where's the next young person we can win? Oh, hallelujah. We don't need to be on the defense. We need to be on the offense. Praise God. The devil's brewing up something over here. We need to jump over here and do something and infringe on his territory. And it'll put him on the run. It'll put him on the defense. Well, praise God. We need to be looking for ways that we can slow him down and stop him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. What can I do? I'm just one person. I'm going to tell you, one person can do an awful lot. You can blow up a bridge to stop his advance. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can slip in and free somebody from a prison cell. Hallelujah. Their souls being tortured tonight. Are we going to turn a blind eye? Refuse to get involved. Hell is attacking our church. Amen. Our church family. Are we going to just try to appease hell so hopefully things will get easier? Or are we going to rise up and become a thorn in hell's side? Praise God. I'm just trying to encourage somebody tonight. Be a part of this resistance. Don't think you can sit on the church pew idly and just not get involved either way. No, he's fighting against you tonight. He's fighting against your church family. He's fighting... we don't know here tonight, but the person sitting next to you might be fighting the fight of their life. We can't sit idly by and just say, I'm not going to do anything. Maybe he'll leave me alone. No, we got to fight for one another. Oh, God, help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where's a David that'll rise to the occasion tonight? Well, everyone else was too afraid to resist the giant. Say, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Where is a young Phinehas while a vile man and woman blatantly were committing fornication in front of the whole congregation. And everybody else was just weeping. He rose up and said, no. And took a javelin. Come on, this is exactly what I'm preaching about. Everybody else was just weeping, saying there's nothing we can do. This is so terrible. While hell was parading blatantly and openly in front of them, pushing it in their face. And Phinehas, a young man, said, no, I ain't putting up with it. And he took a javelin and he went and thrust it through him. And God said, that's what I was looking for. I'm going to stand against this. It isn't going to happen on my watch. And me not do anything about it. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. God's looking for somebody to stand up, rise up, and resist against hell. Resist against, amen, the attacks of the enemy of our soul. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hell wants to think there's nothing you can do. Hell wants to get in your mind and say that everybody, amen, is just, there's nothing that we can do about it. Praise God. This is just the way that the world's going. There's nothing we can do about it. And this is just going to happen. The devil's a liar. There is something you can do. You can be a part. You can make a difference. Resist him. Resist him. Stand fast. Stand firm. Stand against that old spirit of hell. Amen. Be a member of the resistance. As we stand here tonight and we felt the presence of God in prayer service and in the worship service, and we're all dressed up nice in our church clothes here tonight, and we've got peace and we're comforted. I want us to think right now, while we're in here, there's too many of our own behind razor wire tonight spiritually. It's time for somebody to organize a jailbreak. So they can be liberated. Oh, hallelujah. I've got family members tonight that are in concentration camps of hell. Been snatched away. And the devil's got his control over them. I don't want to sit in this service tonight and just say, thank God I've got what I've got tonight. I'm telling you, it's on my mind tonight. I may be here, but they're there. Is there anybody that will resist? Is there anybody that'll say, I'm going to do whatever I can till my last breath to resist hell? Oh, hallelujah. Is there anybody that'll say, I'm going to start looking for ways that I can slip in and cut that wire for them? I'm going to look for ways. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, maybe we don't see it with our physical eyes, but they're shrunken. The ribs are protruding. Their eyes are hollow. They're smoking, they're drinking, they're carousing, they're living like the devil. Saying they're having a good time, but they're in his concentration camp tonight. And you know, and I know, and they know. It's only a matter of time. Something don't change. I'm telling you, we've got to do what we can. Hallelujah. 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 I mentioned, I believe it was maybe to Brother Reed and Brother Worth, but man, just within the last few short years, man, we've buried four first cousins of mine, young men, the ages of 48 to 17. All due to drug abuse, alcohol abuse. What are we going to do? Are we just going to let it slide? One was 28 years old. His family walked away from God when he was a toddler. And I hate even saying it. I don't want to hurt my family in any way, but died of an overdose on drugs upstairs while they were downstairs. Yeah, that's what the devil's wanting to do. Oh, that'll never be me. Oh, that'll never. Don't think you're too big. He's on the prowl tonight if you don't resist him. If you don't resist him. There's others tonight just like that. We got to resist it. We got to be a member of the resistance. Praise God. You see, it's more than just, well, I'm going to just relax in service tonight. I just don't feel like doing much tonight. No. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to resist hell tonight. We can't afford to take it easy. We can't afford to stay just calm, cool, and collected. Hallelujah. And nobody's praying, I'm going to pray. When the devil tries to shut down the church service, I'm going to rise to the occasion and help my man of God get victory. When hell tries to keep me from praising God, I'm going to praise God to the best of my ability. I'm going to praise him even more. Hallelujah. Who's going to sign up tonight? Who's going to join the fight? Who's going to commit yourself? I'm going to resist hell. However, I'm going to start looking for ways. Hallelujah. I'm going to start looking for opportunities to frustrate the devil. You know what? He frustrates you enough, doesn't he? Am I telling the truth right now? Doesn't he frustrate you? Doesn't he aggravate you? Isn't he always nipping at your heels? Isn't he always lying to your mind? Isn't he always, well, praise God. Always, always, it's time for us to turn the tables. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who'll dedicate your life to the cause of Holy Ghost liberty, Holy Ghost revival, and nothing less than total victory. Oh, no, no. I'm going to fight for victory. I'm going to fight for victory. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to fight for liberty. I'm not going to be denied. I'm not going to be denied. No, I'm going to be a member of the resistance. I'm going to stand and resist. Amen. I'm going to submit myself to God. I'm going to resist the devil. And when I do it, my Bible tells me he's going to flee from me. He's going to flee from me. If I'll stay submitted to God and I resist him when he comes at me, amen, he'll flee from me. He's got to run. Let me tell you tonight, he's got to run if you'll resist him. Come on, let's talk to God right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us tonight. Help us tonight, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we need you tonight. Hallelujah. Can somebody push right now? Is there anybody that'll resist? Hallelujah. He doesn't want us having victory even tonight. Praise God. Praise God. I told you he was going to fight us here tonight, and I feel that right now. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, somebody. Help us. Help us right now. Let's resist against. Let's resist against the spirit would try to keep us from having victory and liberty tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, God. Yes, God.